Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on abstinence, being satisfied with little in this world and being content with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a person. In other words, not chasing after the dunya, being happy with what Allah ta'ala has given a person. So today's hadith an Abil Abbas Sahl ibn Sa'd al-Sa'idi radiyallahu anhu qal jaa rajulun ila nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal ya Rasulallah دلني على عمل إذا عملته أحبني الله وأحبني الناس فقال ازهد في الدنيا يحبك الله وازهد فيما عند الناس يحبك الناس حضرت أبو العباس سهل بن سعد الساعدي رضي الله عنه narrates that a man came to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and he asked, he said, oh Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, show me an action which, if I engage in such an action, Allah will love me and the people will also love me. What a question. أَحَبَّنِي اللَّهُ وَأَحَبَّنِي النَّاسِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love me and the people will love me. So one, show me one action, that Allah will love me and the people will love me. Such a nice question. The people will love me and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love me. So Allah will love me first and then the people will love me. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him this advice. That izhad fi dunya yuhibbuka Allah, that make do with little in this world. In other words, be happy with little in this world. Be disinclined from this world and Allah Ta'ala will love you. And this be disinclined with what people have and people will love you. In other words, be happy with little. Don't be inclined to what others have. What Allah has given you, Allah has given you. You be happy with whatever Allah Ta'ala has given you. Don't love what other people have got. Turn away. This word zuhud actually means to turn away, to abstain from anything of the world, the desires, and to focus on Allah Ta'ala and the year after. So in other words, izhad fi dunya yuhibbuka Allah. Be happy with little. Don't desire what that person has. He's got an expensive car, I must have an expensive car. He's got a swimming pool, I must have a swimming pool. His house is like this. His holidays are like this. His investments are like this. I must have what he has. So that person, one thing he should do is, as far as in general the world is concerned, he mustn't desire it. And what people have by them, he doesn't desire that. Then people will start liking him. You look at the pious, and they got no interest in what people have. The person is a wealthy person, the person is a poor person, it don't make any difference to him. That every person is there, every person, they look at him, and in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how I can be a benefit to this person, how I can be of some type of assistance to this person, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is their concern. They're not worried what people got. But generally, you find people of the dunya, if a person comes and he looks like a client that got a lot of money, I must see how I can extract a lot of money from him. Will a person like me after that, or will he dislike me? So this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying. Disincline yourself with what those people have, what people have. People who love you, a person will realize, this man is not after my money. This person is my true friend. Everyone else is making friendship with me, they're coming to know me, they want to know me because of my money, because I'm rich, I'm popular. This person is genuinely for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. He's not even interested, should be. Allah Ta'ala will make people love a person. Why? Because he's just interested in people, he's interested in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one simple recipe, people complain that nobody likes me, nobody wants to know me. It's a general complaint you'll get. People don't want to know me. Simple solution, that izhad fi dunya. Turn away from the dunya. Don't have love for the dunya. Allah will love you. And turn away from what people have. Don't be inclined to what people have. What they have is what Allah Ta'ala has given them. What they got with them, you turn away from that. People will start loving you. People will start loving us. They'll realize this person is, friendship is sincere. This person is not interested in what I got. Even they'll be happy to even talk to a person now. Otherwise people are so frightened. One person mentioned to me, he said, please help me to calculate my zakat. Big, very big businessman. Please help me to calculate my zakat. But his reason for this was, so many years ago, his reason for this is, he said, I'm very frightened to ask anybody to help me. Because every time somebody comes to help me for zakat, they also want to take some part of the zakat. They also want, they expect some entitlement as far as taking the money. Imagine what a thing to, he said, if I give anyone to calculate now, I feel I owe it to them that I got to give them, I got to give their organization, I got to give their institute. So I feel it a little bit hard. Against somebody who I got no interest in what I have, I feel much better than asking him to come. So like that you'll find people in general, this is their tabiat. If they feel the person's friendship is genuine, they will start liking that person. They'll keep that person. Muhammad, why? He's not interested in my wealth. He's not interested in my popularity. Only thing he's interested in, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now that's what you call a genuine friend. People will start loving us. May Allah ta'ala also give us the tawfiq of bringing these beautiful qualities, that turning away from the dunya, turning away from what people have. Allah will love us and people will love us. As we know, today is Friday. Increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Try and come early for the Jummah salah. Sit close to the imam. And the other thing we should try and do is recite Suratul Kahf. Encourage the family to recite Suratul Kahf. And take advantage of the time before Maghrib salah in engaging in dua. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. والحمد لله رب العالمين.